It will be at least September until North Carolina's 9th congressional district has a representative. The State Board of Elections set primaries today for May 14th, and the general election will be September 10th. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The calendar for the 9th congressional district election has been set. The 5-day filing period is next week. So who's going to run? On the Democratic side, Dan McCready, who trailed Republican Mark Harris by 905 votes before the board called for a new election, has already said he's running. For Republicans, Harris said he won't run again because of his health. Former Governor Pat McCrory said last week he's sitting out the race, and he was joined on Sunday by Union County GOP Chair Dan Barry and former Charlotte City Council member Kenny Smith.
I've got work commitments and family commitments that really make the 2019 special a tough race for me.
Several Republicans say they expect State Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte will run. Bishop, a social conservative, is now the only Republican member of Mecklenburg County's legislative delegation after Democrats knocked out 5 GOP House and Senate incumbents in November. Bishop did not respond to requests for comment. Former Mecklenburg Commissioner Matthew Ridenhour is also considering a run. He lost his seat in November. Smith expects the Republican nominee to come from either Mecklenburg or Union counties, whose voters made up 65% of the 8-county 9th District electorate in the November election.
We took a really hard look at the race. My assessment is Union is likely to have a little bit higher weight in the primary.
Union County Commissioner Stoney Rushing is running, and he's been endorsed by Harris. Rushing, who owns a shooting range, has received national attention for his vigorous online defense of Harris, as well as for dressing up in a white suit and hat as Boss Hogg, the villain of the 1970s TV show The Dukes of Hazzard. In campaign materials, Rushing, dressed as Hogg, held a rifle and said he would defend the Second Amendment like a boss. Republican David Blackwelder of Raleigh has announced he's in, as has Libertarian Jeff Scott, who ran in November. If there's a runoff needed in the May 14 primaries, that second primary will be held September 10th. That would push the general election back to November 5th. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.